We know a lot of things go up on the whiteboard and there's a lot of spitballing, but I can tell you that Geelong have also expressed an interest in going after Luke Bruce.
Are you throwing something on the whiteboard?
Luke Bruce is on the Geelong whiteboard.
Well, but that's the thing. Why those players, and you probably do identify the clubs who are down the bottom of the ladder, who still have players on their list that have 3 to 4 years left in them. So you do ask the question because it could be tempting. Say if they go to a Hawthorn or any other side and say, here's a first round pick for a specific player who's late 20s, early 30s, well, you'd be silly not to entertain the idea.
So it's going to take, Geelong would have to give something up to get Luke Bruce in because, as you say, he's contracted for next year as well. But they've got, by their standards, a glut of picks, Geelong. I think they've got 3 first-rounders, haven't they? So not that you give up a first-rounder for Bruce, but it gives them wiggle room to, you know, trade a first-round pick, get 2 second-rounders back or whatever they might do. They've got the weaponry there.
They're in a strong position.
Extremely strong position. And it's ruthless. That's what I say. They smell blood in the water. The empire has fallen at Hawthorn. And now it's up to clubs to try and prize players out who have got, in the case of Luke Bruce, 29 years of age, plenty of good football left, dangerous finisher in the front half.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that they will both stay.
Yep.
But as you said, it's a ruthless industry.
Their loyalty will be tested.
Yeah.
Yep, their loyalty will be tested. No doubt about that.